Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show this morning. We're meeting with Dom Ciriello of Bookkeeping Express. And Bookkeeping Express is a national company that provides businesses with professional bookkeeping services, and that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dom Ciriello of Bookkeeping Express. And Bookkeeping Express is a national company that provides businesses with professional bookkeeping services. Hey, Dom, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Very good. Thanks for having me, Marty. I'm doing good.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Dom. I'd always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I live in the Tampa Bay area, a small town in the suburbs of Tampa, Riverview, Florida.
Oh, nice. How's the weather down there today?
Today it's very windy. The last couple of days it's been very rainy with Tropical Storm Debbie out there. Today's looking much better.
That's good. You know, when I read your bio, Dom, I knew we had to have you on the show. Maybe you could just tell, a little bit about what you were doing before joining Bookkeeping Express.
Okay, well, prior to Bookkeeping Express, I was part of Corporate America. I was working as a program manager and business analyst for telecommunications and software companies. And then prior to that, I was a officer in the United States Air Force, served my company, our country, for 13 years.
That's fantastic.
There I did program management. I did a lot of research and development. I had a very rich and varied career in the Air Force.
For our listeners, Dom, who might be unfamiliar with Bookkeeping Express, maybe you can explain the concept of Bookkeeping Express and your position also with the company.
Okay, well, at Bookkeeping Express, we call ourselves profit and growth experts. We offer the traditional bookkeeping services with a technology-driven solution. We are an Intuit partner, and we are an outsourced bookkeeping approach where we actually come in and partner with small and medium businesses. So we are scalable. We have all our work is overseen by CPAs. We have many industry studies and analyses that we bring to bear with our customers, so we can help them maximize their profits, minimize their taxes, and grow their company.
It's an important service. You know, I was recently at a franchise show, Dom, in New York at the Jacob Javits Center, and I guess there was probably like about 300 different exhibitors there. And, you know, when you go through like a franchise directory, I think there's probably like about 2,500 different franchise opportunities in there. So what attracted you to Bookkeeping Express? I mean, sometimes it must be difficult to narrow it down to that one franchise.
Well, I had looked. I had been looking for over a year. I looked by myself, and I looked with the help of a franchise coach. I wanted something that would match my skills and abilities. I had done just about everything I could and gone as high as I could in corporate America. I'm very analytical and excellent with numbers. And also, I was looking for something that wasn't going to require a large initial investment,
right.
And I'd looked at several, and Bookkeeping Express was it just met every one of my needs, probably even more than I could have imagined.
That's great. So, I mean, is it necessary to have experience in getting into a Bookkeeping Express? I'm sure a lot of our listeners are probably wondering, saying, okay, do I need experience to get into this type of business?
I think the experience is helpful, but I have no direct bookkeeping or accounting experience. I have a systems management degree, which it heavily concentrated on accounting, management accounting, bookkeeping. I think the real thing is the drive and the desire to be a problem solver for your career.
Right.
Which is really what you come into a company as a partner being, as a problem solver for that company. If you've got those things, I think you can be successful.
That's well said. So what would you say, Dom, I mean, sets Bookkeeping Express apart from some of the other, I guess you could say, service providers in your community?
Well, there are a number of CPA firms and a number of bookkeeping firms in the company, and they can... they are local and very good at what they do. What we offer is we have all the benefits of a local company because I am actually the business's partner. I'm in working with the customer, but also we have the ability to leverage a national organization by using our team center, where we have bookkeepers under the oversight of a director and a CPA that are actually working the customer's bookkeeping needs. So we're scalable, we can expand, and we're responsive quickly, and we've got a technology-driven solution where a customer can have access to his records and his reports, his customized reports, 24/7.
Yeah, that's important. So how would you explain the training and support you receive from Bookkeeping Express during, like, the pre-opening phase of your business, Dom?
Well, it was excellent. And when I looked at it originally, I thought, oh my gosh, why are they putting me through this? And then I realized that that they actually, I mean, one of the things that they helped me with is the marketing end of things, which is they taught me how to market my my business, and then they've also helped me with the accounting and bookkeeping end of things, filling in some of the gaps in my knowledge. And then they're always there for me. I mean, they're an email away, they're a phone call away. You know, I can't overstate that enough, that they want me to be successful, and their training and their responsiveness really helps me.
Yeah, and I know they're big as far as, like, giving back to, you know, the community and things like that. So what do you initially hope to do for the small business community in the region you serve, and, you know, what are your, I guess you could say, your long-term goals for this business, Dom?
Well, immediately, you know, we're starting up, and, you know, I'm out there making myself known, making my my company known, and I'm expecting right now to grow the business eventually, very soon, hopefully, hire some additional employees, and then eventually I hope to expand. Right now I'm servicing the East Tampa area, but yeah, as every company, you know, you hope to expand, and I hope to as well. I hope to be very successful. Obviously, that's why I'm in the business.
There's I'm working on my dissertation, Dom, and there was an interesting statistic I came across, said by the Small Business Administration. They said that, I guess it looks like veterans in the private sector are 45% more likely to go into their own business than those individuals that have no active duty military experience. Why do you think that is? It seems like a lot of military, you know, coming back from the previous war, are going into their own business.
Well, I want to say this is a good point for me to say that I did listen to your Memorial Day show.
Oh, and, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for doing that.
It's our pleasure. Yeah.
One thing I think is that you know, I served my country proudly, and I came right out of college, went into the Air Force. Other people, my peers, went right into corporate America.
Right.
As a result, I have a different set of skills and different experiences. But one of the things is that, you know, I've still got my drive from the military, you know, from the Air Force. I'm always looking to improve, to go higher, faster, bigger, and I had pretty much done everything that I could, and I think that that's pretty much where the military people are. They're looking at things. I mean, you get put in charge of a battalion, a company.
Mm-hmm.
You get put in charge of logistics. You get put in charge of accounting and finance. I think that the skills are there, the drive is there, and people look at their opportunities in corporate America, and a lot of veterans will probably choose franchising.
Mm. I was going to say, I mean, have you noticed a link? Would you say that the military prepares you, Dom, it sounds like, for being, I don't want to say a better franchisee, but maybe sometimes maybe a more qualified franchisee? I mean, we've interviewed you know, a lot of people like yourself, you know, and it almost seems like with the military being a system and franchising being a system, it does seem like a good match, doesn't it, for both?
Well, yes, it does. There is always the factor, you know, where you are as a franchisee, you are given a system and
right.
possibly some procedures. And you're told to follow them. And you're also, it's assumed that you're going to fill in the blanks. You're not given a step-by-step. That is very, very similar to
right.
almost everything I was done in the military, where you're given an objective, you're given maybe a set of instructions, and you're expected to make it successful without having 100% procedures and all the information.
Mm-hmm.
And that can't be overstated. I mean, that is
right.
something the military taught me.
Yeah. So. And is that why you went into franchising too, Dom? I mean, I guess, you know, you had some choices, you know. I mean, you probably, you know, you could have gone at this alone, I guess, if you wanted to, or you could have started your own company from all the experience that you had, you know. I mean, so why franchising then? I mean, was it some of the things that you just mentioned, I suspect?
Well, franchising, I get the opportunity, especially with Bookkeeping Express, to leverage their process,
right?
You know, the service offers that they've set up. So I don't have to invent all that. You know, with Bookkeeping Express, they've got a franchise ready for me,
right?
Procedures, and it's up to me to make it successful. Here, they do everything they can to help me, but I could have started maybe business analyst or consulting,
right,
from the ground up, but this is an extra step towards success. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you guys are planning to serve, you know, the veteran community. I mean, how do you guys plan to, you know, service that particular segment of the population, Dom?
Well, one thing is that I go out and I look specifically for veteran-owned companies, but
right.
I am also very driven to hire veterans.
As employees, right.
As employees, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically focusing on veterans with service-connected disabilities or their caregivers. I have a unique opportunity in that I can actually have people that are employees that I can work from home, or allow them to work from home. And that's something that is very close to my heart, and something that I plan to give back, and a promise that I plan to keep to other veterans.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what else would you like to share about? Is there anything else for our listeners, Dom, I mean, that you can tell them about Bookkeeping Express as a franchise?
Well, I will say that Bookkeeping Express, as far as a franchise, actually makes great sense for a franchisor. We offer a way for a franchisor to be able to get from his franchisees consistent and uniform, on-time financial reports all at once.
Right.
We call this Franchisor Express. So some of your listeners may be looking at this, and this is an excellent opportunity for any franchisor or a franchisee if they're looking to concentrate on their business and have somebody take care of their books. That's what we're here for, and that's what I'm here for.
That's great. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on all the different services provided by Bookkeeping Express? Are there any websites they should go to?
Well, I would direct them to the franchisor's website. It's bookkeepingexpress.com.
Okay, bookkeepingexpress.com.
Right. The main number is 877-525-5337, and they can get in contact with the franchisor there, or they can call me at 877-2223-BKE in the East Tampa area.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Dom, and especially thank you for protecting and serving our country for so many years. You know, it's greatly appreciated if it's guys like you that, you know, we're able to do this kind of show. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Dom. You have a great day, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with the founder of Smart Tax Franchise Opportunity, Nick Rizzi. And Smart Tax is a franchise opportunity that differentiates itself from the rest by delivering top-quality professional services while allowing franchisees to focus more on a quality of life. Hey, Nick, how you doing today?
Doing good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, Nick. Nick, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Nick.
Yep, Nick, we appreciate you coming on. It's perfect timing with, obviously, tax season. I think Marty says you're a Brooklyn boy, huh? Same with my father. He grew up there.
Yes, he did. Well, I am a Brooklyn boy. I was born in Italy, but raised in Brooklyn, like a lot of Italians are.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic, Nick. Yeah, I'm actually from Carroll Gardens myself, Nick, who I'm sure you're familiar with, you know. So,
yeah, absolutely. When our first office is actually not too far from Carroll Gardens.
Oh, isn't that
right
amazing?
Brooklyn.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, I think we've only had two guests in 3.5 years from Brooklyn, you know. So, Don and I were both excited to have you on the show today, you know. But, Nick, what were you doing before starting Smart Tax? I know it's a great story. I was reading a little bit about your bio, and it's just a fascinating entrepreneurial story.
Right. Well, I'm a financial planner by trade. I've been doing it for about 16 years now. The way I got started, quite frankly, I was sitting at my desk. I was working at a local bank there, and a bus went by and it said, learn to do taxes. And me being a financial planner, I thought to myself, gee, I should learn to do taxes. That might come in handy.
That's fantastic.
Took the class, realized it was a great business to get involved with, and here we are.
That's amazing. Yeah, it is. It's a great story.
So how soon did you open up a couple locations? Did you know right from the start that you wanted to franchise this concept? You know, talk about the history a little bit, Nick.
Yeah, sure. Well, like I said, the bus went by, I took the class, and while I was sitting in that class, and it was, you know, a couple of months or 2 or 3 months worth of classes, you started asking questions. How many returns does an average office do? You know, how much do they charge for an average return? And you start to do the math, and you realize, well, gee, this is a pretty good business. And along with that, you've always heard of the guy who works 4 months out of the year, but you've never actually met him.
That's true.
Right? So one day, that guy walked in my bank, and sure enough, he had a nice-sized bank account, and inevitably, you get to talk to me if you do. And you got to talking to him, and it just bolstered the fact that this is a good business to get into. And after taking the classes, I worked for a tax preparer for a season and decided, you know what, I want to get into this business. Called around to the other franchise systems, realized the territories were all sold out where I wanted to open, and decided, well, either way, with or without them, I figured this would be a good business to get into. And we did. We opened up our first store. Funny story about that is, you know, I was a financial planner. I was making relatively good money, I thought. And one day I was newly married at the time, and I kind of sit there and with my wife, and I go, you know what, this is what I want to do. And then we, you know, you tell her and she's on board. But then you have to announce this to the in-laws, right? And basically, this is what the story sounds
like
when you announce it to the in-laws.
Yeah.
I'm making good money, suit and tie guy at a bank.
Yeah.
I'm going to quit that job. I'm going to open up a store. I've not done tax returns in any kind of volume, but I'm thinking the people there will show up,
right.
And I'm only going to work 4 months out of the year.
That's fantastic.
As you can imagine, the in-laws weren't too thrilled with that. What did,
right.
what did my daughter do to herself? And, you know,
yeah.
we had success the first year. We had success the second year. We opened up a few more stores.
Wow.
And as that grew, you know, friends and family who'd been asking me how it's going all along the way started saying, well, gee, can you help me open one?
Wow.
And I said, sure, why not? And as and you know, we tacked on a few of those, and then I realized, gee, I need to be a franchise. I need to put this together in a formal way. And here we are. We've been franchising literally since November of 2009. And this is our first tax. Within a month or two, we had 8 franchisees. So we're on our way.
Did it make you mentioned that you looked at other franchise companies, was all
mm-hmm.
sold out. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of competition. That scare you at all, starting up your own tax business and franchising, knowing there's a lot of competition?
Well, yeah. Right. I mean, I did an exhausting amount of research in my area anyway. And just to look at it at a national level, there are 160 million tax returns filed
mm-hmm.
a year in the U.S., 60% of which use paid preparers. And the big guys, the H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt of the crew, they only represent 23% of the market. The rest is very fragmented with
right.
mom-and-pop type locations.
That's right.
So, I figured I can do this better than the next guy, at least I thought. I guess I did because people responded and they showed up. It didn't scare me because I knew it was out there. I knew it was a need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've heard the saying, death and taxes. I
sure.
really don't want to be a mortician, so here we are. And sure enough, in January, everybody's looking for me.
Yeah,
so
you talk about the market being huge, Nick. I mean, it is a huge market. I mean, it really is incredible. You know, and Don and I spent a lot of time, you know, looking for like those like recession-proof type of franchises. And I'd probably, you know, and you could say it if you like, I would classify this as a recession-proof type of franchise, wouldn't you say? I mean, even when the economy is bad, as you were saying, you still have to file your taxes, don't you?
Absolutely. Arguably we've had the worst unemployment
Mm-hmm.
In quite a while. I don't know, they say, you know, generation or so. But we've had, what, 9.7, I think, is where it is right now.
Yes.
And, my current locations have grown in volume. The franchisees that have opened up a shop have obviously seen customers come in. And, you know, I can't imagine this being worse when it gets better.
Right.
People will forever need to get their taxes done unless they pass some kind of wacky law that doesn't make us pay taxes anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, those laws are always changing too, I guess, Nick, aren't they? You know, as far as tax laws, yeah, you're on top of that more than I am, you know. But I think it is, of course, one of the advantages of using a service like yourself too, you know, is because these laws change. And I guess when someone is filing unemployment for the first time, that's a new type
mm-hmm.
of tax form too, isn't it? So,
right. It's something that you might not be used to filling out. You know what? And the new legislation that has come through will only add forms, I know. For example, you know, the health care, you have to you have to indicate at some point whether you have health care or not. Well, gee, guess where you're going to have to indicate that? And that inevitably will be another form of some kind
exactly.
that people will have to deal with and look for someone like myself or my franchisees to help them with.
So how do you explain, Nick, the smart tax franchise system to a potential buyer?
Well, like I said, I looked into a franchise system or was looking into franchise systems before I built one, and inevitably, I made mistakes my first year or two. Now, the mistakes that I made were I just didn't know, not so much that I was foolish or I was just ignorant. I didn't know how to do it. What we've been able to put together is, you know, a complete marketing plan. You know, one of the questions that we have in our business is, gee, what banks do we align ourselves with? More, you know, one of the other important things is where do you open up? Do you, you know, is it on Main Street? Is it off the corner of Main Street? Where would get you the most customers?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff we've learned, we've figured out, we've partnered with people that can help us with that. How do you hire a staff? How do you train a staff? How do you manage a staff? Those are very important things. And if quite frankly, if you're opening up your own, you know, pizza shop or tax preparation service, well, how do you do that? So franchising is key to that. And for the amount of money that one pays for a franchise system, quite frankly, I've easily spent more money trying to figure that out than a franchise system would have cost me.
Right.
So having built and and put together the system like this one, I would say if you're thinking about going into a business, if you like the tax preparation business, look into a franchise. It'll save you a lot of heartache and pain, and hopefully you'll look at ours.
Yeah, it sounds like you worked with some pretty important people too in franchising too, Nick. I saw there was a Steve Beagleman. I guess you were working with him. As far as the whole franchising thing goes, and we had Steve on our show, didn't we, Don?
Yeah, I know Steve pretty well, and I see him at the franchise shows. Probably see him this weekend. And we even had John Hewitt on the show a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, so we've worked with a lot of them, But Steve, I mean, he's just again, when we had him on the show, we put him in our. We have this what's called great quotes in franchising, Nick. And he had a couple of really wonderful quotes. He's just very knowledgeable. Probably one of the. I don't want to embarrass him, but one of the most knowledgeable people I've met when it comes to franchising. So I think that's someone really great to work with.
I could probably say, without reservation, that Steve is one of the reasons, the main reason that we're able to get ourselves up and running and look as good as we do, in such a short period of time. I started having, franchise conversations maybe this time last year. And bringing someone like Steve on board really, a lot of head scratching went away because Steve was there to guide us through and take us to the next level. Just the resources that he brings to the table is invaluable.
Yeah, because it
Marty,
is a different
animal.
We
got to make sure we send Steve an invoice for this.
There you go. But it is a different animal too, Nick, and I'm sure you're learning that too as you go along. The tax thing, you have the system down, and once you get into franchising, then that becomes another big venture, I guess, in dealing with your franchisees and things like that too.
Without question. One of the things that, Steve and Gary and Julie, who's my lawyer, he pointed out, this is not the tax business. This is a completely different animal, and it is because you're organizing franchisees. You're making sure the communication is there, the systems are there just to service them. And I'll be honest with you, I learned that more so when I went to the IFA convention in San Antonio this year. You'd be sitting with the guy. I do tax preparation, and the guy next to me did marble countertops, and the guy to my right did, hot wings or whatever, and we were all having the exact same conversation.
Exactly.
It wasn't a matter of what we were selling. It was how we service the franchisees.
Right.
How do we make sure that they're successful, they're happy?
Has technology played a role with SmartTax?
Right. It's a good question. I often get asked, gee, with the advent of TurboTax and online this and online that, how has that hurt or helped you? And the reality is, if you walked into a tax preparation office 20-some-odd years ago, they'd all be there with, a stack of papers, probably a little, organizer, and they'd whip out the pages as they needed them, and they'd fill them out with you staring at them. You go and, and that person doing their own taxes 20-some-odd years ago would probably have the same thing. They go to the library or wherever and pick up the forms and go home and sit at a table and fill it out. Well, they say that 60% of the people have paper pairs. 20-some-odd years ago, it was 60% of the people had paper pairs.
Right.
It hasn't hurt. The do-it-yourselfer is just using the better way to do it yourself at this point. Statistically speaking, it hasn't hurt a bit. And I would argue it helped us because the do-it-yourselfer will make mistakes today, I would imagine, and made mistakes back in the day, more so than a professional would. But we now, as opposed to having the thick manual by us that we would refer to, now it's all digital. Now it's all updated constantly. A franchisee, for example, calls me and he's scratching his head and can't figure out a particular form or situation. Well, we're more knowledgeable. We can answer a question, or we can reach into their computer at this point and see what they see and kind of go, do it this way or do it that way. So technology probably has helped us a heck of a lot more than it's hurt us.
Wow. That's great. You have that ability, too, to actually look at the computer screen, what they're looking at, too. It really is fascinating. So, it's like you said, it probably helps you more than hurts you,
Oh, absolutely. That and, another reason a franchise system would help is, not everybody, as being a small business owner, you have to be a jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main components of a tax office, as you can imagine, is the computer systems. Well, I don't know about spooling on a printer and and all these other things that inevitably
right,
will hang you up during the day. But being part of a franchise system like ours, you give us a call, we reach into the computer, you know, we straighten out the problem for you, and hopefully a lot quicker than you would have yourself. And that worry
exactly.
goes away.
Exactly. Yeah, we were talking a little earlier on segment one, too, Nick, about, you know, the great thing about franchising is sharing of best practices, you know, and that's going to be interesting as your franchise continues to get bigger and bigger, you know, is the sharing of best practices, what works, what doesn't work, you know, so just so many great advantages into getting into franchising, so it really is fantastic. Nick, we have to take a quick break. Are you able to stick around for another segment?
Sure, no problem.
Thanks. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.